the animals or they see the tractor. They don't understand how anything works. They don't. They're not close to it anymore. They didn't. The kids think the food comes from the grocery store. That's what they think. So,
well, there's a percentage of people who think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Yeah.
announced, and it gives you an option to select between the American and the those were the
FBI investigation. Stand by for news.
Yes, the federal government is now looking into faked comments posted to the FCC's website during last year's public comment period on their proposal to roll back net neutrality. Now, the interesting thing is when they actually polled, most Americans said that they wanted net neutrality to be left in place. However, all of these fake comments, which was 2.6 million of them, these fake comments said that they wanted to get rid of net neutrality. So that was a bit of a red flag, and each one of them has a legitimate name and address attached to it. So when the comments, however, were all submitted and all of the wording was the same, then the FBI caught on and or the FCC caught on to this, alerted the FBI, and so now they're going to try to figure out how everyone got their email hacked. And so these have real names and real email addresses, which is really unfortunate because somebody got hacked. So they're trying to figure this out, and they're now working with the Attorney General offices of Massachusetts, New York, and D.C. So they've issued some subpoenas, and they're trying to figure out who did it.
Number two on our list of the top five, this white hacker, the white hat hacker. Not
well,
old,
white,
anyway.
Yeah, white hat hackers call themselves, the reason they call themselves that is because they're the ones who use their hacking skills for good. And a lot of the time, there are a bunch of groups out there. This particular story involves the group called Anonymous. They're a Canadian white hat hacker group. A lot of times what they do is they will work with governments and they will work with corporations to find where vulnerabilities exist, and then they get ahead of the bad guys. And that's exactly what happened this week. This may make you rethink gifting this for Christmas this year. If you're going to give out Nest, which is that home smart home system, they apparently are very vulnerable to hacking, and one of the Canadian hackers actually hacked into this one guy's house. His name is Andy Gregg, and he lives in Arizona, and they hacked into it, and he had a conversation with the hacker through the system, and
really?
Basically the guy let him know, look, you know, we have no malicious intent here, but I'm just alerting you to the fact that I easily hacked into your entire home system, and if you use Amazon Alexa or Google Home, smartphones, smart appliances in your kitchen, they all have the same vulnerabilities. So it is dangerous. They are very convenient items to have in your house. But at the same time, you know, you have to really measure the risk.
Yeah. Number one this week, the top technology story of the week, Victoria.
Well, it's sort of related to what we were just talking about. One day after Google, the CEO of Google was questioned on data privacy during a House hearing, a group of 15 Democratic senators have proposed a new bill for protecting personal information online. It's called the Data Care Act, and it is one of several bills that's working its way through Congress. Eventually, hopefully, one of these bills will end up on the president's desk, because we have to do something to protect our privacy. We're just being breached and hacked left and right.
Amen to that. All right, there it is. Top five list this week from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Michael Cohen cannot be believed.
He lied to him and taped him for 2 hours. The man is a complete pathological liar.
On Fox News Sunday, Giuliani categorically ruled out the possibility of a presidential interview with special counsel Mueller. Giuliani says prosecutors railroaded Michael Flynn and says there's no way they're going to let him question President Trump.
Yeah, so what they did to Flynn, the way they trapped him into perjury and no sentence for him, 14 days for Papadopoulos, I did better on traffic violations.
Special counsel, who's investigating possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, has continued to ask for an interview with the president. A partial government shutdown appeared to advance a step as the White House continues to demand $5 billion for President Trump's border wall with Mexico. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, White House senior advisor Stephen Miller said the administration will do whatever is necessary to build the wall to stop what he called this ongoing crisis of immigration. Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May dampened suggestions the government is planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union.
International Trade Secretary Liam Fox told the BBC that holding another vote on Britain's EU membership would settle little in a country that backed leaving the EU in 2016 by 51.9%. Fox argued that a second referendum could give impetus to a third referendum if some voters were still unhappy with the second outcome, creating an endless and even more difficult situation. Underscoring the acrimony, May and former Prime Minister Tony Blair have exchanged sniping attacks as Blair called for a second referendum, leading the Prime Minister to describe his comments as an insult to the office he once held. Karen Chamas, London.
Midway through the fourth, Eagles lead the Rams 30-16. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
A zoo in northwest England says insects, frogs, fish, and small birds perished in a fire that broke out in an enclosure devoted to exotic tropical habitats.
We are absolutely devastated by the fire that took hold in the building that's behind us here on islands, known as Monsoon Forest. What I will say, though, is that we've been absolutely overwhelmed by the support.
Chester Zoo's Chief Operating Officer Jamie Christen says the fire was caught in time to prevent a lot more damage.
Firefighters entered the building and managed to suppress the fire and contain the fire in a fairly short space of time in very challenging circumstances. As you can see from the building behind us, we've managed to save a significant portion of the building, which is good news for the zoo and for their plans going forward.
Officials say the cause of the fire is under investigation. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. military's land-based Aegis missile defense system recently intercepted an intermediate-range ballistic missile in a test near Hawaii.
The Missile Defense Agency says the test showed an interceptor missile the military is developing with Japan is ready to be manufactured. Defense contractor Raytheon says the Standard Missile 3-block IIA interceptor has larger rocket motors that'll allow it to defend broader areas. An Air Force C-17 launched the target missile. The Navy tracked it and launched an interceptor missile from Kauai.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The U.S. first developed the Aegis ballistic missile defense system for ships and then adapted it for land. The U.S. has an Aegis ashore site in Romania and is developing another site in Poland. Japanese Navy ships have the Aegis system, and Japan's installing Aegis ashore. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Here to go through the charts, the list of the items this week, the second full week of December 2018, stories and people, big time stuff. I'm somewhat amused that Aquaman made it into the list of the big stories this week, Michael. And I don't know why. You've seen the trailer, I'm betting, for that movie, haven't you?
I caught a little bit of it. I'm not a big fan of superhero movies.
No, me either.
I really don't like them. And as a result, I sort of shut down. But, yeah, every time we have a superhero movie, they do make their way into conversation. And it's sort of symbolic of Hollywood and entertainment that is talked about on News Talk Radio. So the focus was on Aquaman. This particular week. I still want to see Creed. I have never missed a Rocky movie, and they're really good in the theaters. I think Sylvester Stallone is a genius when it comes to the choreography of boxing.
Yeah. He's a genius, I think, when it comes to being able to tell stories, in fact.
He doesn't get the kind of credit artistically that he deserves. I mean, the first Rocky many years ago did win Picture of the Year, and it was compared to a movie that came many years before called Marty, a simple story about a simple man told in a story-like way. And then Rocky went on to become a cartoon character. But even the cartoon character Rockies were good, and then he did Rambo. You know, didn't mean to divert into Rocky movies when you're talking about Aquaman. But Hollywood today churns them out in a very, very commercial, superficial way. They don't have deep stories. They're just computer-generated graphics and simple stories. But they are entertaining to me for about 15 minutes. After that,
The superhero movies. But there are, under the circumstances, I think there's some really good stories around. If you haven't seen that movie Green Book yet with Viggo Mortensen and Maharishi Ali or whatever, I never can pronounce his first name. But it is a very good story. It's a very, very good movie. There are a lot of, I've seen some actually pretty good story movies around lately. You know, I love to go to the movies as well. And in this circumstance, some of this stuff, I won't go to the superhero, unless it's, I guess I shouldn't say I won't go at all. There are very few. I think I saw the first Spider-Man movie and a couple of other ones from that genre, but you're right, it's all nonsense. It's all the same stuff. It's all these big Transformers. I mean, what kind of a story is that? They all kill and bam up each other and knock buildings down.
They were meant to be
and
in cartoons and comic books.
Yeah.
Comic books is an art form. I'll tell you, much of my worldview was enhanced and created by reading comic books as a kid. I learned an awful lot. I was a big fan of Superman and the DC comics and Batman and Wonder Woman, Superboy. And, you know, I love that whole line of comics back in the 60s. Learned a lot of science from them, too. And they're wonderful storytelling. But, yeah, they did do a lot of good science. But, hey, you know, to each his own. I don't like to knock it. Entertainment is entertainment. And if people like it, you know, so be it. I'm blanking on the name of the movie about the mythical African nation, the black superhero.
Black Panther.
Movie is being considered, you know, for Academy Award consideration, and I haven't seen it yet. It's on Netflix. I'm going to check it out. I hear that that's
quite a
cut
good
above.
Movie. Yeah.
Did you see
it's
it?
Quite a good movie. Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I thought it was quite a good movie, frankly. I really enjoyed it in the sense that I don't like the hacker. I don't like the back to Gerard, what's his face, when he was in the 300. That kind of movie I think is so dark. And Brad Pitt when he was in the Gladiator movies, Russell Crowe killing and slicing and chopping.
Well, are you talking about computer-generated graphics?
Well, there is a lot of that in all
of
those.
That can be the early stages of computer-generated graphics, CGI. However they call it, whatever it's called. It's coming into its own through the work of a fellow by the name of Andy Serkis. I don't know, Serkis. And Andy Serkis is a genius and probably will go down in history 50 years from now, 100 years from now, as one of the most important figures in the transformation of motion pictures to the next level, which is computer technology. Andy Serkis is the guy who played Caesar the Ape in the Planet of the Apes movies. He was the one who played that horrible creature in Lord of the Rings, Golem or whatever his name was. He played King Kong in a recent one of that. This guy has perfected the technique of turning animated figures, computer-generated figures, into representations of the actors who play them, and they actually have souls, and they actually have life in them. You can see the person playing the part. Mm-hmm. This is going to go way beyond animals. He's in Mowgli, which is on Netflix right now. He plays the part of Baloo the Bear. It's a fabulous, fabulous version of The Jungle Book. It's on Netflix. Check it out, Mowgli, if nothing else, just for the technology. And the story is deeply emotional. But the day is going to come, and I'll be quick about this, when actors can play any role without being limited to age discrimination or their looks. Because the computer enhancement will be able to turn anybody into anybody else, and that all you'll need to be an actor will be to have the ability to have the passion and deliver the lines and the expression that that character would have. It's going to be a whole new level of movie making.
Will we lose the acting, actors? And
for a while, people will say it's not real, but after a while, what's going to happen is the current way that what we consider the standard method of acting to be quaint. Back in the days before they enhanced the people's looks and you actually had to be a beautiful woman to play a beautiful woman, you actually had to look like Winston Churchill to play Winston Churchill. Now, anybody could play Winston Churchill if they know how to capture the spirit of Winston Churchill, because they'll be able to recreate anything. You won't even be able to tell that it's computer generated.
It'll look like Winston Churchill.
Right.
It won't be his voice, but it'll be him, his likeness, his image. Yeah, okay, I get that, Yeah. All right, so here we are. Listen, we got started here, and we haven't even gone through the list of stories and the people, but Aquaman is number 9. I'll give you that much on the story list. That's what got me started with Michael in a great conversation, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, let me help you, and then when we come back, we'll go through the list.
You got it.
Let me help you lose some weight. Weight loss. Calitrin is America's number 1 choice for healthy weight loss. And there's more to it than that. I was looking at this fellow, Greg, lives in Texas, who sent in a note when he heard me talking about Calitrin, listens down in Brownsville. Calitrin saved my life by helping me lose 100 pounds. This is not one of those drastic diets. They have all kinds of resources that you can use. Now, there's a special right now using the DJV code. So when you go to Calitrin, well, actually you have to go to toploss.com because that's where you can't go to a store, you can't order online, any other place except toploss.com. You'll get a special deal for Christmas time, up to 50% off some of the Calitrin products. You want to lose weight, you want to get natural energy back, you want to have better joint support. All those come about as a result of the use of Calitrin because the number one ingredient is collagen, which is what the protein in your body is that will help you develop muscle, get rid of the fat, burn it off, lose the weight. Pretty practical, pretty simple, pretty straightforward, all natural, and always works. Online, go to toploss.com for their special deal. Use the code DJV and get some Christmas specials, plus a free bottle when you buy three. Be sure to check the box for DJV when you go to toploss.com to order America's number one choice for weight loss. The product is called Calitrin.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitrin besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitrin. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan, Michael Harrison. Okay, Michael, let's go through the stories, the list, the top 10, and the people as well, shall we?
Okay, at number 10, we have the National Football League and the National Basketball Association action. Number 9, the aforementioned Aquaman film. At number 8, the riots in France and the Strasbourg terror attack. At number 7, the brouhaha over Brexit. At number 6, Time's Person of the Year. At number 5, we have the Google CEO testimony. At number 4, financial markets activity. At number 3, those migrants at the U.S. border. At number 2, border wall negotiations and the government shutdown threat, that little reality show that took place in the Oval Office. And at number 1, the Trump-Russia investigation and the sentencing of Michael Cohen. On our people survey, at number 10, we have Vladimir Putin. Theresa May at number 9. Number 8, Jamal Khashoggi. Sundar Pichai at number 7. He's the CEO of Google, a powerful guy. Number 6, Chuck Schumer. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi, back on the stage and doing pretty well. Maria Butina at number 4. Michael Cohen at 3. Robert Mueller at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. There's a snapshot of the week of December 10th through the 14th on News Talk Radio in the year of 2018.
This week I've compared Nancy Pelosi to Theresa May, in terms of them making a deal. Okay, you can vote for me, and I'll leave after you vote for me. Just one more time. Just give me one more chance, and then I guarantee I'll go. That's how Pelosi gets her votes the first of the year. That's how Theresa May made it through her challenge, is that a good word for it, this week?
Yeah, well, a vote of confidence or no confidence is a European way of having a special election. It's a recall.
Yeah, right.
We don't do that here exactly the way they do
it. I wish
we
did. Don't you wish we...
Well, that would mean we'd have to have a parliamentary government, and Nancy Pelosi would now be the president of the United States.
Oh!
Because the head of the party would become... The head of the House would become the prime minister.
Look at the age of all the people who are running the political and running for president. All of these people. I don't know. I'm not trying to be an ageist, but it is an issue, I think, for a lot of people in getting folks... to participate. It would be nice if we had a few younger faces around instead of some of the old fossils that are still there. That's my point. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Capopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Move on now into the continuing conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The energy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, been at it for a good long time. The expertise that he has shared by nobody in the business. The News Talk business is the number one radio format, even though this time of year there's a challenge, I suppose, from some of the AC music stations because of Christmas music, that sort of thing. Do you?
I love Christmas music, but I only like about 300 of them, not 1,000 of them.
I know. Do you ever sing along in your car with Christmas songs? Do you ever?
I sing along in my car with everything.
Do you?
Oh God, yes. I have fantasies. My secret desire is to be a rock star, and I've performed all over the world with great voices coming out of me. I'm a member of the Beatles. I was a member of the Clark Six. I was a member of Peter, Paul, Mary, and Michael.
That's it.
Oh yeah. Wow. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir featuring Michael Harrison.
Michael Harrison.
American Idol was in my brain when I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Competitions. I have this whole world of music as a soundtrack for little videos in my head.
See, Kara and the other ladies who are on the DJV show with me make fun of me because I sing along with some of the music. You know, music is a very important part of
our
lives.
That's because they're stodgy. They're just stodgy. Yeah, well, they're stodgy. Old people stuck in young bodies.
In young bodies. Yeah. Yes. That's a good
point. You and I are young people stuck in old bodies.
Old bodies. that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it is.
Saying, no, but you're an amazing man. I mean, folks listening to this guy, I think Doug has recently turned 92, and you would never think he's a day over 85.
Nope.
No, but you do have amazing energy for a person of any age. I don't know how you do it.
Life. I'm busy every day. Yeah. It's a busy function of organization. How do we get this done, that done? Something else comes up, and it kind of throws a monkey wrench into some of the other things that you have lined up. I've always been like that, and I think I will always be that way until I slump over the microphone or fall off the tractor or whatever it is. I just think that I don't give up and don't give in.
Well, you'll fall off the tractor when you're 102.
That's okay.
And that'll be fine.
Yeah, be fine. So I was going to go back for a second. Something is not on the countdown, but something that is, because both of us have our roots in radio in music. The class of 2019 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been introduced, or at least announced. And I'm looking at some of those, and I wonder if you saw the list.
I did not look at the list. I always go, the Hall of Fame. So tell me about it.
Well, under the circumstances, some of the, like the Zombies, got nominated. And I was trying to think what other song, other than the Time of the Season, I was trying to think of what else the Zombies had that... It's good to have them in because they were iconic.
Well, they're running out of people. The problem with rock and roll is it had never replenished itself. Today's music is not rock and roll. Today's music is a very different synthesized type of...
It's like the movies you were just talking about. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
That analogy, the movies and the way they're being produced, you just spent a long time explaining how the movies are being made and will be made. Music is exactly the same.
Yeah, even worse.
Yeah, maybe worse.
Even worse. So, So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to continue, they have to keep going back and give membership in it or inducteeship in it to people that really were, you know, marginal.
The requirement is they had to be around 25 years or something.
Yeah.
Most of the people on the list are bogus. I'm just happy. It took a long time for the Moody Blues to get in last year. Now that they're in, you can forget about the rest of them. As far as I'm concerned, let's hear it for the Moody Blues, ladies and gentlemen, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is, so I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
This week in talk radio, the talk radio top 10, that's where we have the top 10 topics, if you will, of the week. What you feel about it is as we underscore our own conversation about some of these things. How do you feel, really? The whole story, there are a lot of things that go into making up this list. Michael and his staff at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers, work at listening to talk radio programs, checking out the stations, and so that's where we come up with this top 10 list. So, and we try to pull apart some of the things that are on the list every week in terms of, you know, what do we really want you to know? Well, it's not up to us. This is your list because you're the people that are listening to these radio programs. I find it very interesting, all of the focus on the migrants at the border. Number three this week is a situation. I was gone last week and did the program. I was in a country that needs workers desperately. They do not have enough people to do the work that the country requires. And that's the case with a lot of countries in South America where I was. So I'm wondering to myself, even though the pay isn't as great, there's more stability, there's more availability of jobs in Peru, in Bolivia, in Colombia, in Argentina, in Chile. So instead of people marching to the north, wouldn't you have thought they would march to the south? Because it's very obvious that there is opportunity. Some of these countries are pretty poor. The average electrician, plumber makes about $900 a month down in Peru, but they don't have anywhere near enough of them. So these people that are making nothing, what's their chances of making something coming to America? It's a pig and a poke, whereas down there. I mean, I just don't understand how this all works politically, Michael. It amazes me that these many people who have gone to the border have not been stopped by the Mexican government, by any... I don't even get... This is like a mad... This is like a mob. Just a mob. All right, we're going to go... We're going to storm the borders. And all it does is play into Trump's hand as to what has to be done to protect America. And one wonders, the conspiratorialist in me, the Alex Jones in me, wants to wonder out loud, well, maybe this was set up by some of the people who want to make Trump look good. What do you think?
I think that I think you touched on a little bit of truth, and the rest of it I don't necessarily agree with. I don't think there's any conspiracy involved in this. I think that Western Hemisphere politics is very complicated, and as to why people don't go south, I guess you're assuming we're talking Mexico and Central America.
Send them to South America. Yeah.
Has to do with the government, has to do with real opportunity. Just because they can't get workers, maybe they can't get workers because they don't have money. Maybe there's no way to make a living there. Maybe their immigration policies are not flexible. There's a lot of reasons. All I could say to your speech that you just made is that
I'm running for election.
That the answer to the immigration policy is not necessarily force, and it's certainly not necessarily shutting our borders down. It has to do with long-range relationships with other countries from which these immigrants are coming, that we create mutual business connections, relationships, and support so that people don't want to leave them the way they do. That's not easily done, but that's the only long-range solution. I don't believe necessarily walls or guns versus rocks.
Nah.
And I don't consider those people a mob. I think that those people are brave people who are desperate and trying to make a better life for themselves. They're very brave, and they're organized in terms of the natural order of things. They're electing their own leaders on their way. They're planning their routes. I think the depiction of these people as terrorists and storming and invading our borders is created by political interests in this country, exploiting xenophobia and people's fear of others who are different. So I think this is just a mess. And and I think that the solution lies in goodwill and good planning and a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So is there goodwill?
No. There's goodwill in the human spirit. There are good people in this country, but no, there's not goodwill. When you see people becoming angry at immigrants and people wanting to throw people out and people demonizing the political opposition and politicians playing to the fears of the population, we see this in Europe, we see that here, some of which is valid, but not on the level that it's being presented. No, that's not goodwill at all.
All right, let's move into a couple of other areas here. The running of the government. Cohen gets sentenced. There's a lot of focus on the hubbub in Trump's offices. I see that, I don't know if this is true or not, a lot of the first choices for the new chief of staff have said no. Apparently the president is considering his son-in-law to be what kind of... That'll be a field day for some of these people who want to take the president apart from limb to limb. Anyway, is there any chance that that will happen, do you think?
Anything could happen with this president. Come on,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Anything could happen.
What do you think, then, is the most significant thing that's happened to the president this week? We should probably do that as part of our conversation here. All right, Michael Harrison opines on the most important thing that happened this week to the president. When you look around at all of our talk radio brethren and the people on TV that are doing this, it certainly is their number one gig.
You're asking me what the most important thing that happened to him this week is?
Yeah, or the most important.
The scales tilted to him becoming exposed for what he is as a person. That has nothing to do with his policies. The scales have tilted.
You think that's news? You don't think people know what kind of a person he is, really?
No, I think a lot of people are very, 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 very blind to that because they see him as the messenger of their particular political interests.
Mm-hmm.
However, the question is at what price? And I think that I am very – look, I am neither a Trump lover nor a Trump hater. I think some of the things that Trump has done had to be done. I think that Trump is a symptom of the feelings of many people, and I don't mean symptom negatively. I don't think he started it. I think he's the result of it. I think that some of his policies are, in fact, something this country should do. But I've never been in love with the guy.
You've been with him. You kind of get a kick out of being with him.
Well, right. Yeah, I've been with a lot of scoundrels in my life. I give awards to scoundrels. What are you kidding me?
That's right.
Scoundrels. Yeah. I have no problem being with scoundrels.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think the presidency of the United States, just like somebody who might be Pope or somebody who is some type of a leader of humanity, has to be of a high moral standard. And I think the president has to be unifying and not divisive. So there are things about Trump that it's like what a terrible situation that the right guy is the wrong guy, and to focus my point here, because this is tough stuff to talk about. I feel bad for people who've attached their entire egos and their entire reputations with their families and their friends on being completely sold on Trump, where they actually love the guy and are blind to the downside to his presidency.
Is that Sean?
Do you think? Nah, Sean, I'm not. I'm talking about the guy, the everyday person at the Thanksgiving table. Sean is doing very well. As
by
a performer.
His connection. Yeah,
and,
right.
Exactly. And Sean is one of my best friends. I have
friend.
Nothing bad to say about Sean Hannity. Yeah. Don't necessarily
no,
agree with
I don't
everything
either.
He says,
I love
but
the
I don't
guy.
Agree with everything yeah. you say on this program, and look at
yeah.
our relationship. I
right.
don't agree with almost everything I hear, but that's not the point. I don't think anybody is as terrible as people think they are. Mm. I don't think Nancy Pelosi is terrible, and I don't think Donald Trump is the devil. I think that the road to getting out of this hole that we're in lies in coming back to the understanding that this demonization of the other side is what's causing the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The conservatives are not so terrible, and the liberals are not so terrible. This is the natural course of things, a left and a right, a social program versus individual rights. This is what it's all about. When you start demonizing the other side, then you get into hatred, then you get into no compromise, then you get into radical remedies for problems that are not that terrible. And you lose sight of the truth. Yeah. And you only care about winning as opposed to making things better.
Mm-hmm. All right, well said. Nicely put. All right, continuing, we'll dig out a couple of more things that are important here. As a matter of fact, I want to get to what we have on the MH interview coming up, 44 past the hour. Right now, it's time for me to remind you about sending the holiday gift. Michael, listen to this. If you haven't heard this spot, this is amazing. This is how talk radio, especially when we can actually have a conversation about what we're promoting. Omaha Steaks, if you're a steak lover, or you like meat, this is for you. Omaha Steaks has a holiday deal that is the best thing. When I saw this, when they came to me about a month ago and said, we want you to do this for Christmas time, I looked at it and I thought, not at first, and then I started talking to some of the people at the agency about it, and I thought, wow, this is really a fabulous deal. You can get $199 worth of products, steaks, chops, burgers, sausages, meatballs, you name it, from Omaha Steaks, the things that they are world famous for. You can get $199 worth of stuff for $49.99 by using the code DJV in the search bar. in time for Christmas. So through this weekend, those of you who hear this conversation, you hear this spot, you hear this offer from Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com, promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's overview the top 10 stories, shall we? At number 10, the usual sports talk radio action. It's going on with the NFL, the NBA, that sort of thing. Off-season deals for baseball. Good stuff. Number 9, the buzz on the Aquaman film and some of the other movies that are coming out for the Christmas season. Number 8, what's going on in France? Economy, terrorist attacks, that sort of thing. Number 7, closely tied to it, Brexit and Theresa May's problems. Number 6, the naming of Time's person or persons of the year. Number 5, the CEO of Google and his testimony. Financial markets, what's going on in your wallet with the economy? Number 4. Number 3, the migrants at the border. Number 2, government shutdown talk. And number 1, Mr. Cohen gets sentenced.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. The holidays are upon us, and while it may be the most wonderful time of the year, between decorating, finding the perfect presents, and setting the dinner table, it can also be the most expensive. But with Facebook Marketplace, you can earn extra money and find the best deals right in your neighborhood. More than 1 in 3 people on Facebook in the U.S. use Marketplace every month, making it easy to buy and sell items. Last-minute shoppers can find one-of-a-kind gifts in their local area. Bonus, no shipping required. Robin Moreno is a lifestyle expert, author, and blogger.
You can also earn extra money by selling items you no longer need. Just snap a few photos of your item, write a brief description, and name your price.
This holiday season, Marketplace is a one-stop shop to get your shopping done. For more information, visit Facebook.com/Marketplace. That's Facebook.com/Marketplace.
Doug Steffen here. I'm a firm believer that when you're healthy, you're happy. And that's why I use CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil. It's a natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients blended in coconut oil. And I'm telling you, it's the home run hitter for health right now. I couldn't believe at first, but now I see why all the rage. The benefits are truly infinite. For me, it's the ultimate pain reliever. And now, my go-to product for headaches as well. Ancient Life Oil is a non-psychoactive, legal in all 50 states, basically giving you all the benefits without the high. Just look up CBD oil benefits and find out why thousands of people are making CBD oil a part of their daily routine. You'll be certainly happy you did that. Ready to live your life to the best, to the fullest? Then AncientLifeOil.com is your trusted source for CBD oil. That's AncientLifeOil.com, AncientLifeOil.com. On the people list, sometimes we don't have a chance to actually make the formal list as prominent in our discussions on these programs as maybe I would like, maybe you'd like. So here's the official list, top 10 list of people according to the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. At number 10, Mr. Puke and Putin, Bad Vlad. Theresa May is in the number 9 position. Jamal Khashoggi still in the top 10 list at number 8. Sundar Pichai from Google, number 7. Chuck Schumer at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. One more term, that's it. Maria Butina at 4. Michael Cohen in the 3rd position. Robert Mueller in the 2nd position. I don't know, that's probably interchangeable. Mueller and Cohen, 2, 3, 3, 2. No mistaking the number 1 focus, though. Number 1 this week, and pretty much that's the way it is consistently, President Donald Trump is on the top of the people list at Talkers Magazine and the staff and management there. All right, one of the things that you can find and access at Talkers.com is the Michael Harrison interview. Every week he does a podcast, and this week, who are you chatting with?
Hugo Gurdon, the executive editor of the Washington Examiner. And we talk about changes in journalism, print, and the turmoil in the American conservative movement in terms of the impact of Donald Trump upon conservatives. So it's a really
good... Give us a little... What is he say? Is he predictable? Washington Examiner is right-leaning, is it not?
Oh, definitely. Definitely yeah. Right-leaning, but not partisan. Not
the Washington Times. Is Washington Times still around?
Washington Times is still around, but it's been usurped to a certain degree by the Washington Examiner.
It has, okay.
To a certain degree. I'm not saying they're out of the game, not at all.
Yeah, right.
And
is this guy different than your friends at Newsmax or any of these other groups?
This guy's more of a journalist. He's a real journalist. He's a real journalist. Not that the people at Newsmax aren't, but this guy is a journalist. There's different degrees of journalism in today's multimedia.
So how does he play? I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm intrigued. I want to listen to this because I want to hear how somebody who's a real journalist deals with the pejorative of being right or left, because that's the antithesis. Real journalism isn't right or left, is it?
Oh, yes. As all real journalism has to do is be honest and have good intentions. It can't be deceptive. It can't be seeking victory at the expense of truth. But there are truths within the left and the right. Mm-hmm. So, that's a complicated question you're asking me with 10 seconds left. So, thanks.
You're welcome, my pal Michael. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check it out at talkers.com with the MH Interview at mhinterview.com.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now it's time for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor of law, as you might expect anyway. And one of the things that's most intriguing about Stephen, I'm not sure I highlight this enough, his expertise when it comes to the legal side of you being scammed and the problems that you have with identity theft. I was looking at that whole business with the Google CEO, what's his name, Pichai, I think, is that how you pronounce it, something close?
Yeah, I'm not even sure myself.
And what goes on in China and what goes on back over here and how easily duped we are. And then some of the things that have come out, like while I was gone, 500 million people who have done business with Marriott have, they had their whatever information on them was in the Marriott system, got hacked.
Yeah, so, that one may not actually be. It's one of the rare instances where I may actually say it isn't as bad as you think. And
oh, really?
But it does highlight greater problems. It was in the Starwood Hotels. Marriott took over Starwood maybe about a year or so ago, and this was hotels like Sheraton and the W. And what was fascinating to me was this particular data breach had been going on since 2014 and just found out now. One of the reasons that was a shock, that when you steal people's credit cards and identity information, you use it. Well, criminals do. At the moment, the best intelligence that we have is that this was another intelligence gathering action by the Chinese government, much like the attack on the Office of Management and Budget. The individuals there, they're not the real targets. It's gathering information, much information that the Chinese government can use for intelligence purposes. So that's not to minimize data breaches, because the data breaches like at Equifax and others can be extremely, extremely troublesome for people. Mm-hmm. But the Marriott one, probably not so much.
All right, let's go one step further with that, Michael. Number five this week, Michael, Stephen, five this week is the testimony of this guy, Pichai, and how Google, people are saying it's too big. Now they're getting ready to go into China. That's a big market for them. We don't trust the Chinese. The Chinese are trying to, I don't know who's trying to do, who's zooming who here. But you got to wonder what all of this information, there's so much of it, does in the wrong hands. And are these people culpable? Is Google, I mean, who remembers, you and I remember what life was like before Google, but half the population doesn't. It's
no,
Google is like a fact of life.
No. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, this is a huge problem. I mean, and it cannot be overemphasized, because it is not just a matter of privacy. And privacy itself is important. However, the information that can be gathered can be manipulated. Little bits of metadata can be used for espionage. It can be used to trick people as far as public opinions and persuade them. It can be used for all kinds of really improper purposes, and the technology has far outstripped the law, particularly in the United States. You know, Europe just recently enacted some pretty good restrictions on data laws, but here in the United States, we look at Google, and it isn't just that Google is too big. It's a matter of they're unreined. We don't have laws. We depend upon them to do the right thing, and the right thing for them just means make a bigger profit.
Right.
So, we're in trouble.
Make more money. Not that that's bad, but come on, do it with some kind of focus on what's
that's
good.
Protecting the consumer.
Yeah. Number one this week is the Cohen sentencing. I'm interested in your perspective on this. He wants to throw Trump under the bus. Okay, that's fine. But does he really, shouldn't he just pay the fine? Why do they send guys like this to jail? What good does it do?
You know, it's a matter of, it's an interesting thing you point out, because we jail more of our population than just about every other country in the world. Yeah. However, I think sometimes we do need to show that white-collar criminals do get sentenced. It seemed like a reasonable sentence to him. He didn't get the entire thing thrown at him, so in balance, looks okay.
You know, that reminds me quickly the story from a Texas college where a judge just slapped a rapist, member of a fraternity, on the wrist, and now but the students at the university say, we don't want this guy back, so they're not letting the guy come back to school.
I love
He's
it.
He's out. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, there's more than one way to penalize people for their misdeeds, that's for sure. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here, our legal authority on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The government appears closer to a Friday shutdown as the White House continues to demand $5 billion to build a border wall with Mexico. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller told CBS's Face the Nation Sunday the administration will do whatever is necessary to build the wall to stop what he called the ongoing crisis of immigration. President Trump this week expected to name a new Secretary of the Interior to replace the outgoing Ryan Zinke.
The president made the announcement in a Saturday morning tweet, saying Zinke accomplished much during his time at Interior and thanking him for his service. The former Republican congressman from Montana played a leading role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development. Zinke is facing federal investigations into his travel, political activity, and potential conflicts of interest. Trump says Zinke's replacement will be announced next week. The cabinet post requires Senate confirmation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he'll not let the president be interviewed by the special counsel.
Over my dead body, but, you know, I could be dead.
On Fox News Sunday, Giuliani's categorically ruled out the possibility of a presidential interview with special counsel Robert Mueller. The special counsel has been investigating possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia and has continued to ask for an interview with the president. North Koreans are marking the 7th anniversary of the death of leader Kim Jong-il with visits to statues and vows of loyalty to his son and successor Kim Jong-un. As snow fell Sunday, tens of thousands of people offered flowers and paid respects to the late leader at Mansu Hill in central Pyongyang, the location of huge bronze statues of the, quote, so-called dear leader and national founder Kim Il-sung. The anniversary observations expected to go through Monday across the country. News and analysis, townhall.com.
We've all heard the old adage, timing is everything. This is Nick Grovich, owner of American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. Here's a story that illustrates the point. A client of mine bought $750,000 worth of numismatic coins from another dealer when the price of gold was under $500 an ounce. I reviewed her collectible coins and suggested that she trade them in for Gold Eagle bullion coins, coins that move up with the price of gold. She decided to hold her coins. When gold hit $1,900, she called me back. Unfortunately, she had collectible coins. I couldn't lock in a price as I could have with bullion coins, so we had a problem finding buyers. Although her timing was great, she wasn't able to cash out. Her coins are now only worth about $350,000, half of what she originally paid. Had she traded them for Gold Eagles, they'd be worth well over $1 million today. Call American Federal at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or AmericanFederal.com.
Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May dampened suggestions the government's planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union, arguing that another Brexit vote could exacerbate divisions in the UK and not heal them. Damien Hines, British Education Secretary, agrees.
Any idea that having a second referendum now would sort of break through an impasse, I just think is wrong. It might postpone the impasse, but then it would extend it. So what we need to do is get on with this.
But Joe Johnson, former British Minister of Transport, says a second referendum is necessary given the current situation with Brexit.
We've spent 2.5 years negotiating a deal which is going to be completely unacceptable to Parliament. We have to find a way through. And to my mind, going back to the people and asking them to give the final say on whether they want to do Brexit on this basis or not is the right way to go.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New York officials say their deal to land a new Amazon headquarters is a big win for the city, but the math is a little more complicated than government projections indicate.
The state's predicted 9-to-1 return on investment was based on a widely used economic model that compares the cost of tax incentives with expected gains in tax revenue. Those projections indicate that in exchange for up to $3 billion in tax breaks and grants, Amazon's new campus in Queens will generate $27 billion in new taxes over a quarter century. But experts note the analysis doesn't include added costs of providing public services like schools, police, and fire to Amazon workers and their families, giving the public an incomplete picture of the project's overall costs. Jeremy House reporting.
The animated Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse swung into the top of the box office in its first weekend in theaters. Clint Eastwood's The Mule debuted in second place. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review, the overview of the hot hits, the charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th, in fact. I'm Doug Steffen here with colleagues from the Talk Radio world to talk about the stories that people. I'll go through the list in a minute, but first let me introduce Victoria Jones, who is here. She's not a stranger to our group by any stretch of the imagination, from the D.C. Why do I always get this wrong? It's the D.C. Radio Company. All right, Doug, let's get this right. All right, the D.C. Radio Company. Also joining us is Talk Host Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Was here last week for the first time in many years. Victoria has been on and off this program over the years, and Rick has been as well, so that's kind of cool. Rich McFadden from the Old Days of the Good Day program, and been a colleague of mine for a long time, is also here to go through these stories and the people. Let's start with the story list first. At number 10, the sports talk radio world. How much, I guess I would ask Rick, how much conversation on your program that you do daily on WDEL focuses on anything from the world of sports? Do you get into that at all?
I say about 15.3%. Now, what we have here happening with the Eagles, anytime something happens with the Eagles, like we find out Carson Wentz has actually fractured his spine. It's like Nick Foles has been destined to be the quarterback. So when things like that happen, usually with the Eagles, then it becomes, well, the biggest story in the world.
Really? The biggest story.
Well, okay. Hyperbole? What? Talk radio, right. No figure.
Exactly. All right. So, Victoria, in your world, how important is sports in general? You're someone who's had this vast experience on a number of good talk radio stations and programs. Do you ever feel like you're compelled to talk about sports?
Oh, I do. Yeah, especially around the time of the Super Bowl, things like that. You are, and particularly when sports becomes news, you do, definitely. But to your point of when, you know, sports becomes a big story, every time I'm in an Uber and that the question becomes, where are you from? And I say, Liverpool. They immediately say, oh, Liverpool. And you got a conversation going for your entire trip. You know, we are top of the Premier League. Now, that's the biggest story in the world.
No. Manchester United.
Oh, please.
I just had to do that.
Okay. All right, number nine. You get the fold here, folks.
That
number
was
nine,
the biggest controversy of the week. You know that, Doug. You know that.
What?
Doug.
The you're talking about Manchester United versus Liverpool?
Yeah.
Really? No, I didn't know that because I don't follow soccer or whatever.
I'm just trolling her.
But I know you are. I got that from the tone. From the tone. I didn't get the substance. No, but the tone. Yes. All right, let's move to number nine on our story list. It's the opening of the Aquaman film, which is, I think, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Aquaman may be the biggest. I think Mary Poppins, frankly, will be the biggest of the season. But this time of year, there always are lots of movies that come out. Some of them are action-oriented. Some of them are thoughtful and kind of sweet. So as far as, I don't know what we do with this, other than I've seen the preview about 100 times because I love to go to the movies, and they've been pushing this thing for the past 2 months. I think it looks like a ridiculous farce myself, but that's just me. I am looking forward to Mary Poppins. All right, let's go the Liverpudlian route. Are we? Where is Mary Poppins from? Is she a Londoner, or is she from someplace outside of London?
Well, Mary Poppins is from someplace else because she just arrives, doesn't she? She arrives in the air with an umbrella, and she lands with, with her magic hand, you know, her magic her sort of suitcase bag. Nobody knows where Mary Poppins is from. That's what makes her magical. So that's what's so exciting about Mary Poppins, and this is what causes young children's eyes to just pop open. And she's really coming into her own again. And I think there's something very magical about this and very empowering to children and to young women that, look what this lady's doing. And I'm calling her a lady because she is a lady. Whereas there's something about this Aquaman movie, it's just getting these terrible reviews. And I wanted
awful.
To love Aquaman.
Yeah. That's stupid. All right, so I'm curious, Rick, whether you have children. I've forgotten. Your children are grown, aren't they?
Daughter is grown, and I have a 5-year-old granddaughter. She's not quite ready for some of these movies. I have friends who remember the Aquaman cartoons. Do you remember those? Do you remember seeing those and how hokey they
all
were?
All I remember is the reference. Richie, you remember you and I talked about, what was the that show, the Entourage?
Yeah.
And Vinny, whatever the character's name.
He was supposed to play Aquaman. Yeah.
Right. Do you remember that as part of the theme?
That was the ever-elusive role that they finally got, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I have so many friends who saw this and said, yeah, and they didn't want to see a remake because it's just so hokey. Come on, it's so stupid. It's going to be a waste of a great childhood memory. And I'm thinking, no, with today's video technology, they could make Clutch Cargo and Johnny Quest look cool. You know what I mean?
I would love that. You know, I had the same outlook when they came out with Ant-Man. I'm like, how in the world is that going to be a cool movie?
Yeah.
And it was.
It's awesome.
I really like it. So I have a really open mind on anything they want to try. It may be an abysmal failure, but you know what? I'll check it out.
Well, it'll do well the first weekend.
I think they're doing a lot of the same things that they do with so many other of these DC and Marvel action movies, is it's all action, just all nonstop. It's so intense.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the endorphins going. Get everybody cranked up.
Well, what I wanted
to
know, Richie, was whether or not your daughter, who's, what, 10 now, 11?
11.
Is, is she looking forward to Mary Poppins?
Yes, she would definitely look forward to Mary Poppins.
By your wife?
She would enjoy it. I don't know whether she's looking forward to it.
What about you?
I never saw the movie.
Never saw the first one?
No.
My
really?
God, what's the matter?
I mean, over the
you?
Course of my life, obviously I've seen bits and pieces. You catch it on TV, you watch for 15 minutes. But I've never sat down and watched it from beginning to end in my
Chim,
entire
chiminy,
life.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim-chim- even though the sound of it will give you halitosis.
I mean, I've seen the whole movie just in 10-minute segments.
No.
All right, we'll pause in the action here. We'll continue our conversation. Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, and Rich McFadden, along with Doug Steffen, going through our talk radio review. Do you have an unhealthy colon? Is your colon making you sick? Do you even know what's making you sick? If you're not feeling well, maybe you're going to a lot of parties and things seem to be kind of plugged up. Your colon needs to be cleaned. You have an unhealthy colon. A lot of people, actually about 90% of the population, has some kind of a problem and they don't even know it with their stomach, the digestive system, the colon, that sort of thing. And make no mistake about it, 95% of all the problems you will ever have with your health are directly related to what's going on in your colon. No healthy gut, no healthy body, no healthy life. So, if you're one of the many men and women, 1 in 22 men has a plug problem, 1 in 24 women has a plug-up problem. Think of your colon as the waste management system. You need to power wash your insides, your waste management system. And the way to do it is with Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of gentle teas that will cleanse your body every day, rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria, all the stuff that's in modern-day food. That's it. With the pesticides, the GMOs, herbicides, all that stuff, your food is garbage more often than not. So let's cleanse your body. Let's cleanse your system with Life Change Tea. The teas are all made, all grown in America. The blend is made in America. It's organic. So let's get on the ball. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com and get the tea. Life Change Tea. See what else they have there as well. Use the discount code DJV and your tea gets shipped free. Get ready for a cleaner body, more energy. Drink it every day. I do. I have a cup right here in the studio with me every day. You can't get it any place but online at GetTheTea.com. Not in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping for a Life Change Tea. It will do that.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV. All right, so the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review, actually, going through the numbers. I don't know that I want it. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the riots in France, and that coupled with number 7, Brexit. I don't know. Other than the fact that Theresa May sort of pulled it out of her keister and saved her butt. Victoria, what do you, how do you read the Brexit situation? You have, I think you know a lot about Theresa May, obviously, and I don't mean this to be simplistic just because you're British, but you do, you have spent, you kind of know what's going on over there, so give us your insight, will you?
Oh, this is so great. Because she pulled it out. Are you kidding me? There were like well over 100 members of her own party voted no confidence in Theresa May this week. And that's like no confidence is a polite way of saying go now and do not pass go. We want you out as prime minister. That's a vote of no confidence. So that's bad. It's bad.
But how did she stay? I thought she got enough votes to stay.
She did. But the only reason, really, she got enough votes to stay was because she announced just seconds before the vote in what was described as a very moving speech, which basically meant that she did not move, was that she would not lead her own party into the next general election. In other words, please vote for me because I will be a lame duck immediately if you vote to keep me as prime minister. In other words, I'm so dreadful, I know that, but just let me do Brexit.
Yeah, sounds like... We got to hold on to that thought. That was like a Nancy Pelosi move, 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, now we continue with our Talk Radio overview to review the hot hits in Talk Radio as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where they have for 25, 26 years every week been doing the charts, surveying Talk Radio programs, stations, and hosts around the country to get the sense of what, same as the music countdowns shows, except this is about talk and conversation, what's making it big time. And so we're going through the top 10 here with Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, and Victoria Jones. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about Brexit, and I threw in a quick side-handed comment about Nancy Pelosi, who more or less, if we read between the lines, said the same thing that Theresa May did, I'm not coming back. If you vote for me this time, I'm done. Finished. So
she gave herself a bit longer than Teresa.
Yes.
I think, yeah, a little bit longer. And the great difference, of course, is that Teresa has to stand up every week in front of Parliament and listen to them going, oh, hear, rubbish, oh, at Prime Minister's question time.
And Nancy Pelosi will be 82 by the time her term is up here. Will she even be able to stand up at the end of that time? That's probably a little bit of a swipe that may be perceived to be sexist something.
Yeah.
Rick, yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself sometimes.
I know you
can't.
Think about
that.
So go ahead.
You know, the face of the Democratic Party now, where you have the socialist Democrats, the young people who seem to, based on their quotes, not understand how government works. But then you've got Nancy Pelosi in her 80s, Joe Biden being considered for presidency. You've got Bernie Sanders. This is the youth of the Democratic Party.
Wow.
Right.
The Republicans don't have anybody. Trump is 72. And Michael Bloomberg, who looks like he's going to jump into the race, and from my point of view, I hope he does, he's at least 70, I want to say 72, 73. No, he's going to be running as an independent.
Yeah.
You can do all your you want to, Richie.
Yeah.
He stands a good chance of winning, whether you like him. You don't like him because he doesn't want you to drink soda.
That's all you need.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Look at Trump.
Right.
Look at these other people. All right. So anyway, we'll save that for another conversation. The number six item, Times Person of the Year, all of those news media folks, including the one who got killed, and his last words were, "I can't breathe." Can you, all the stuff that's coming out about this guy Khashoggi and what happened to him, and the Saudis still shrug their shoulders. And apparently the rest of the world's kind of shrugging their shoulders, too. I don't know whether this is Time magazine has become sort of one of these outfits that's self-fulfilling. But it's always about them or the people that are around them. So it doesn't surprise me anyway that they made the news media the person of the year. Does it surprise anybody here?
No.
The only thing I would say, Doug, and I'm going to speak seriously for one second, is read the Time article, because it's not just about Khashoggi. It's also about
I understand there's four others, I think, in
prison and have been killed just doing their jobs and reporting on the stories that we all talk about. And it's worldwide. And, you know, you talk about the Capital Gazette in Maryland where five journalists were just murdered.
Right,
and
got killed.
So,
yes, yeah, I got that part of it.
There's some serious stuff going on. So, yeah, this is Khashoggi's the face of it, but it's not about him.
I don't mean to belittle the people, Victoria. I don't want people to carry that away from it. I'm belittling Time. Remembering when I was a kid, I was told by a teacher that Time magazine was for people who couldn't think and Look magazine was for people who couldn't read. It came from the same public, and Time magazine for a long time has been doing. Now, most of the news media follows in suit with that, trying to tell people what to think and how to think. Because obviously the American public is not smart enough to be able to think, to figure things out and think on their own. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Pharmacogenomics combines the science of drugs, pharma, and the study of genes, genomics.
The use of the information about your own genome, all that DNA, and how that affects the way you respond to drugs.
Molecular pharmacologist Dr. Richard Winchelbaum says DNA testing is now available for identifying many of the genes that could affect the way certain medications will work for you. Because of your genes, a drug might be metabolized or gotten rid of too slowly, causing a buildup of the medication. It may also be processed too quickly, reducing effectiveness, or the drug may create a harmful reaction in your body.
Who your mom and dad are, that is, the genes that they gave you, have something to do with how you're going to respond.
Dr. Winchelbaum says using your unique genetic makeup as a factor when prescribing drugs can improve safety and increase the speed and effectiveness of therapies. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Kellitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJB to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Kellitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1468.
Are you looking to move on up to the east side? The east side of Reading has many, many things to offer, including the Palomar Experience. It's Highland Park in the beautiful east side of Reading. These high-quality luxury homes brought to you by Palomar Builders feature many luxury amenities, including green technology like radiant barrier roof sheathing, high-efficiency, quick-recovery gas water heaters, energy-efficient LED and fluorescent lighting, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, and programmable irrigation systems. Exceptional exterior and interior features, including designer kitchens with granite slab countertops, stylish islands in some plans, and walk-in pantries with door. And the east side is close to shopping and to freeway access. To find Highland Park, just go north on Churn Creek, look for the signs to make a left on Bodenhammer, and you'll find the Palomar Experience. Highland Park, come see the model home. Contact Debbie Morgan from Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. For Palomar Builders, Highland Park.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to resume our conversation about the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the information provided to all of us from Talkers Magazine. Go to talkers.com and see the list actually printed there of the top stories, the top 10 of the week, and the top 10 people that are on the list. Also, a lot of other things that are ancillary to the talk radio business at talkers.com, including Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of exciting stuff. And so every week we do this, and I've had over the years the pleasure of talking to lots of great talk radio folks. This week our pleasure is presented by Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and Doug Steffen from points east, north, south, and west, and from places that nobody's ever heard of before. Okay, let's get back to the list. The I don't know what to make. Number five is the testimony of the Google CEO. What is there? Somebody said to me earlier on the air today, I think it was Victoria Keelan, that she doesn't remember life without Google. Maybe all of us are.
Yeah.
Think about it in a sense, the impact that Google has had on our lives, and the same two guys who came up with it are still running it. So what is the impact? I'll go around the room. Let's start with you, Victoria. What do you think the testimony that Google CEO made this week, what's the impact of it, if anything? Really? Really?
Well, there was very little impact, I don't think, except that he doesn't think that his company can be too big. He's happy to do business with China, which is more than happy.
That's really what this was about. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this was about opening up the world of Google in China, which the Chinese have stalled on. But imagine how huge that market is. Huge.
Yeah, and he's happy to have a censored internet, and he has no problem with it. And it also showed me how unprepared the senators were for a very, very well-prepared guy who apparently has passed every test and exam he took in his life and sailed through that hearing. And if you'd had a few well-prepared people like, and I know this guy was never a senator, but Daryl Issa used to be really, really hot on tech. He was brilliant on tech. And another person who was brilliant on tech was Al Franken. And I know they're both gone, and I know they both had problems for both sides of the aisle. But if you had just handed over the questioning to those two guys, they would have had a field day with this guy.
That's one of the scarier things in today's world for me, is that our government really doesn't understand, the lawmakers anyway, really don't understand technology. And we are such a technology-based world now that they are just clueless when it comes to making the laws and protecting our infrastructure and our privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are specialists among the lawmakers who do get it, but they're few and far between, and it's a shame.
Well,
I worry less about the lawmakers getting it, and I think that as long as we get it and we understand, we can protect ourselves. I really do, because they are clueless. They didn't know how Facebook works. One thought that Google made the iPhone. If it's for free and it's online, you are the product. People need to remember this. If something is free online, they're making money off of you. You are the product. And Google does evil. Google does evil every day. On their marketplace, they have an app now that will allow people in Indonesia to report Muslim heresy in countries that are Muslim, and Indonesia is not technically a Muslim country, but in those that are, especially, you can be killed legally for committing a heresy. And Google's platform says, okay, we can do that. What are they doing in China that also is dangerous for people's lives? We need to, as you and I and everyone listening, we need to have an understanding of this where our lawmakers don't count on them to protect you. No, no, no. Yeah. We need to have a better understanding of just how dangerous this can be.
I hear you, Rick, but here's the problem. They own the infrastructure that it all runs on. And they're the overseers of all of that. So if they're the ones that are creating the train tracks and don't realize that China has a train that can derail one of ours, that spells problems.
It's just
so use a Tor browser like Epic.
Yeah. Well, I always go incognito.
Yeah.
All right. Number four on the list of the top 10 stories is a focus on the financial markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average, Standard & Poor's, all the various ways we have of measuring supposedly our economic health. These things are impacted by something that I know a good deal about, i.e. this trade thing with China and how it's affecting the American family farmer. And that affects the commodities that are raised by our agricultural interests are huge. I mean, they're more than huge. That's a silly word to use. I don't even know if there's a word broad enough for people to understand how big these markets are, all the commodity markets, whether it's foodstuffs, grain, corn, it's oil, all of the things that are part of what goes on in cross-border trading. We seem to have fixed the old NAFTA SHAFTA thing so that we have a better deal with Canada and Mexico. At least that's what Trump is telling us. Now they're trying to do the same thing. They fixed whatever problems there were with Europe. Now Asia and mostly China is what's left. I found out this week that the, I don't know how many of you know this, number one, the most popular car in China is a Buick. Do you know that? Oh, you know
oh, yeah.
that?
Has been for
Buick's
years.
Buick's number one car.
Side of stature.
Right. So the deal was that the Chinese, as a result of some of the parlaying back and forth, at first were going to slap a 40% tax on all General Motors cars because GM is basically, you know, they got some Fords, but mostly GM stuff is what's from America over there. And then this week it was announced they're going to cut it back to 15%, which is what most of the tariffs are around the world for imported cars. So that stabilized things, but we still can't seem to get the agricultural market. This week the Farm Bill was signed, and in the Farm Bill, this is an outrage on its own, the Farm Bill basically still giving money away to people who don't need it, whether it's welfare recipients or it's the big agribusinesses and conglomerates that are going to get billions of dollars because they're pals with the people on the conference committee, make sure they get their payouts from the taxpayer even though they don't need a nickel of it. Meanwhile, the American family farmer is starving literally. They're being choked out by the actions of Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and ADM, Cargill. It's just, it's outrageous. And yet, you know, this stuff isn't noticed as much by people because it only is part of the cog in the wheel of the financial market activity. But yet it's a very important part of our own fiscal health and our health all across the board. So anyway, Trump said that he wasn't happy with the person that he put in charge of the Fed. Oh, why don't you take that person out? Fire him if you don't like him. I mean, why talk about it? Why not just do something? What's everybody else around the room? Rick, what do you say?
Well, I like to, if you don't mind, you know, my granddad was a dairy farmer. He taught hundreds of farmers how to make cheese. And when my dad was asked to take over the business, dad said, no, there's two things that are going to destroy the family farms when it comes to dairy, portable refrigeration and the interstate. I'm listening to you, and I'm picturing my grandfather and my dad having these conversations. And what I'd like to know from you, Doug, as a guy who really understands this, what do you think the government should or should not do? What is the solution when it comes to
the
family farms?
The solution is the government to get the hell out of the farming business so they can do like every other business, set their own prices, and get what the marketplace thinks they ought to pay. The farmer charges what he needs to charge or she needs to charge for the work they're doing, and people pay it or they go hungry. That's it. But it's so complicated now because of all of these supports, it's almost impossible to get the government out of this. They have made a mess of the dairy industry. Dairy farmers, there were 400 dairy farms went out of business in New York State this year, almost 600 in Wisconsin. This is not sustainable. You got milk coming in from Canada, from China, from Mexico. The dairy farmers cannot survive, and thus a lot of land goes dormant. We're wasting a very important natural resource. It's out. It's intolerable as far as I'm concerned. And it's across
Mexico
the board.
From China is a dangerous prospect. So your vote counts. What do you do about that then? Obviously the vote counts, right, Doug?
Well, the average person now, remember, only 2% of the American public actually lives and works on farms anymore. So it's not a big deal. People aren't close to it. I know people come to my farm, and they're in awe of the animals, or they see the tractor. They don't understand how anything works. They don't. They're not close to it anymore. They didn't. The kids think the food comes from the grocery store. That's what they think. So,
well, there's a percentage of people who think that chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
Yes.
Wait, it doesn't?
Correct.
What?
Wait, I know.
Yeah, really.
I know.
Rich.
Right. I know.
Okay. You can count on McFadden to screw up a good conversation. 44 past the hour. Here's a way to leave a lasting impression on people. All these studies that prove that your smile is your most unforgettable feature. There are lots of solutions. There are a lot of people who have tried the tray method, the 30-minute method, but they can get a little sensitive and a little pricey as well. If you have stains on your teeth as a result of you drinking coffee or tea or red wine, maybe you're still smoking, then this is the way to lift the stains off. You don't bury them. You don't cover them. You don't use the toothpaste that has those little pearls in them that eat away at your enamel. No, you have this patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent and power swabs that takes the stains away. And every five times you use it, the increase in value of your smile is very noticeable. Power swabs will remove the stains on your teeth, and you got caps. Okay, stains come off of the caps. Veneers, same thing. Stains come off of the veneers. Try power swabs. The deal is, if you call 800-208-1797, want to make this a nice little stocking stuffer for somebody you know who could use a little teeth whitening? Very sweet. Nice thing to send along. 800-208-1797. Get the power swabs at half price, half the retail price, by using the DJV phone number, which is 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here. Maybe you can use Doug Steffen's name, whatever. 50% off the retail price. Clean your teeth. Look much better. Get a better job. Get a better date. All your things will be better. And really, it will. Smile is what people look at first. Get the best one you can possibly have by calling 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of December 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's overview the top 10 stories, shall we? At number 10, the usual sports talk radio action. It's going on with the NFL, the NBA, that sort of thing. Off-season deals for baseball. Good stuff. Number 9, the buzz on the Aquaman film and some of the other movies that are coming out for the Christmas season. Number 8, what's going on in France? Economy, terrorist attacks, that sort of thing. Number 7, closely tied to it, Brexit and Theresa May's problems. Number 6, the naming of Time's person or persons of the year. Number 5, the CEO of Google and his testimony. Financial markets, what's going on in your wallet with the economy? Number 4. Number 3, the migrants at the border. Number 2, government shutdown talk. And number 1, Mr. Cohen gets sentenced.
While it's pretty common for children to have a fever, it's not uncommon for moms to worry about them. According to a study conducted for Braun Thermometers, most moms with young children are uninformed and scared when it comes to responding to their child's fever. In fact, 82% admit they lay awake at night worrying about their child's fever. Most pediatricians agree this fear, known as fever phobia, is completely natural. To help alleviate those fears, pediatricians recommend using a dependable, high-quality thermometer. Braun, the number one brand recommended by pediatricians, offers the Braun No-Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer, the first thermometer to provide a professionally accurate temperature with a gentle touch of the forehead, or no touch at all. Braun's clinically proven no-touch technology helps parents gain accurate readings from up to 2 inches away without disturbing their sleeping child. That means peace of mind and a good night's sleep for you and your kids. For more, visit BraunThermometers.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. 1797. Use the DJV code to save 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. On the people list, sometimes we don't have a chance to actually make the formal list as prominent in our discussions on these programs as maybe I would like, maybe you'd like. So here's the official list, top 10 list of people according to the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. At number 10, Mr. Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad. Theresa May is in the number 9 position. Jamal Khashoggi still in the top 10 list at number 8. Sundar Pichai from Google, number 7. Chuck Schumer at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. One more term, that's it. Maria Butina at 4. Michael Cohen in the 3rd position. Robert Mueller in the 2nd position. I don't know, that's probably interchangeable. Mueller and Cohen, 2, 3, 3, 2. No mistaking the number 1 focus, though. Number 1 this week, and pretty much that's the way it is consistently, President Donald Trump is on the top of the people list at Talkers Magazine and the staff and management there. All right, let's finalize the conversation here by a discussion of what happened to Mr. Cohen this week and how the sentencing and all the shots he took at Donald Trump. What do you make of that, Rick?
It seems to me the prosecution is going to have a tough time with this when they say, well, this is collusion. He ordered him to make these payments, and it involves the campaign. It's a matter of intent, seems to me. And if Trump says, well, the intent was, I didn't want Melania to know. So I said, yeah, there's nothing illegal about these payments, the kind of payments. And Mueller's team and the state of New York, whoever decides they're going to prosecute this, they're going to be the ones saying, oh, no, no, the intent was to fool and trick the American voter who, for some reason, they believe, with these two additional affairs, oh, this is why people would not have voted for Trump if they had known. And I'm thinking, nah, it's already baked in. What do you guys think?
Rick Jensen from WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
With the changing of seasons here in Northern California, it may be time for a change for you and your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to see Salt Creek Heights. Salt Creek Heights is located on the west side of Reading along Eureka Way, just minutes from the heart of downtown Reading. The new luxury homes from Palomar Builders are truly that. And prices start at just $4,038. Salt Creek Heights is 273 acres of land that supports residential units to a variety of single-family home sites. When you walk into a home in Salt Creek Heights, you'll see the exceptional quality and beauty that Palomar Builders builds into every home. Many lots have mountain and open space views, and all homes come with an entry-level solar system. As they say, seeing is believing. Make plans to see the model home. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534. To find Salt Creek Heights, take Eureka Way to 299 West and North on Buenaventura Boulevard. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for the top five items from this week. Tech Talk time. It's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five, starting at number five and going to number one. That makes nothing but sense, right? Some of these stories don't make sense, but that makes sense. Number five, a focus on Instagram to begin with, Victoria.
Yes, Instagram has added a voice messaging feature in its direct messages. So now this new update allows users to send each other audio messages up to 1 minute long in private and in group chats. And the update has rolled out this week for iOS, that's for iPhone, and for Androids. And users with this feature can record messages by holding down the microphone button. If they don't want to send that recording, they can easily re-record it before sending it into the direct message. And voice messages are obviously quickly becoming the preferred method of communication on messaging platforms like WeChat and WhatsApp. And so Instagram, even though this seems kind of cool for Instagram users, they're actually a little bit behind on this. And their parent company, Facebook, has had voice messaging in their Messenger app for a few years now. So it'll be interesting to see how many more features from Facebook get transferred over to Instagram.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four, Google is going to help you. Isn't it great we have Google around? Where would we be without the boys at Google?
I don't even remember a time pre-Google. I really do. It's all fuzzy to me, anything before Google. Well, Google's latest feature spells out words phonetically now when you look them up. And so it also has a learn to pronounce option. So if you search for a word like onomatopoeia and you don't know how it's spelled or how it's pronounced, you'll get it. You'll now in the results have it be broken down for you phonetically. And so, and if you click the little microphone next to it, you can actually hear how the word should be pronounced, and it gives you an option to select between the American and the British pronunciation, which we know sometimes those are very different.
Number three, FBI investigation. Stand by for news.
Yes, the federal government is now looking into faked comments posted to the FCC's website during last year's public comment period on their proposal to roll back net neutrality. Now, the interesting thing is when they actually polled, most Americans said that they wanted net neutrality to be left in place. However, all of these fake comments, which was 2.6 million of them, these fake comments said that they wanted to get rid of net neutrality. So that was a bit of a red flag, and each one of them has a legitimate name and address attached to it. So when the comments, however, were all submitted and all of the wording was the same, then the FBI caught on, and or the FCC caught on to this, alerted the FBI, and so now they're going to try to figure out how everyone got their email hacked. And so these have real names and real email addresses, which is really unfortunate because somebody got hacked. So they're trying to figure this out, and they're now working with the Attorney General offices of Massachusetts, New York, and D.C. So they've issued some subpoenas, and they're trying to figure out who did it.
Number two on our list of the top five, this white hacker, the white hat hacker. Not
well,
white
hat hackers call themselves, the reason they call themselves that is because they're the ones who use their hacking skills for good. And a lot of the time there are a bunch of groups out there. This particular story involves the group called Anonymous. They're a Canadian white hat hacker group. A lot of times what they do is they will work with governments and they will work with corporations to find where vulnerabilities exist, and then they get ahead of the bad guys. And that's exactly what happened this week. This may make you rethink gifting this for Christmas this year. If you're going to give out Nest, which is that home smart home system, they apparently are very vulnerable to hacking, and one of the Canadian hackers actually hacked into this one guy's house. His name is Andy Gregg, and he lives in Arizona, and they hacked into it, and he had a conversation with the hacker through the system, and basically the guy let him know, look, you know, we have no malicious intent here, but I'm just alerting you to the fact that I easily hacked into your entire home system, and if you use Amazon Alexa or Google Home, smartphones, smart appliances in your kitchen, they all have the same vulnerabilities. So it is dangerous. They are very convenient items to have in your house. But at the same time, you know, you have to really measure the risk.
Number one this week, the top technology story of the week, Victoria.
Well, it's sort of related to what we were just talking about. One day after Google, the CEO of Google was questioned on data privacy during a House hearing, a group of 15 Democratic senators have proposed a new bill for protecting personal information online. It's called the Data Care Act, and it is one of several bills that's working its way through Congress. Eventually, hopefully, one of these bills will end up on the president's desk because we have to do something to protect our privacy. We're just being breached and hacked left and right.
Amen to that. All right, there it is. Top five list this week from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoncher. There could be a lot of time off for government employees this holiday as the government is a step closer to shutting down the end of the week as the White House continues its press for $5 billion to build a border wall with Mexico. Presidential Advisor Stephen Miller says the Trump administration is willing to do whatever it takes to get a border wall built, and that includes hanging out the closed sign.
If it comes to it, absolutely. This is a very fundamental issue. At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country, whether or not we can establish and enforce rules for entrance into our country.
On CBS's Face the Nation Sunday, Miller says Democrats have a simple choice when it comes to the amount of money they'll agree to for funding the wall.
They can either choose to fight for America's working class or to promote illegal immigration. You can't do both.
After months of delays, the U.S. Air Force is about to launch the first of a new generation of GPS satellites that'll be lifting off Tuesday from Cape Canaveral. 2018 is the year in review. Today we look at Washington correspondent Wally Hines and the major events on Capitol Hill.
It was by far the dramatic highlight of 2018.
This confirmation process has become a national disgrace.
The Senate confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I am here today not because I want to be. I am terrified.
Delayed a week to allow for an FBI probe, the vote coming October 6th.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48.
Brett Kavanaugh confirmed to fill the seat vacated by Anthony Kennedy in September. A farewell to John McCain.
He made us better presidents, just as he made the Senate better, just as he made this country better.
The late senator eulogized by two former presidents.
Back in the day, he could frustrate me, and I know he'd say the same thing about me, but he also made me better.
McCain laid to rest on a hillside at the U.S. Naval Academy.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
This Christmas, do more than just carry your cell phone. At Patriot Mobile, every call, every text, every post carries a conservative message. Other companies charge you high rates and hidden fees that fund liberal agendas. Switch to Patriot Mobile to save money, plus part of your monthly bill is donated to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. Here's Patriot Mobile CEO and Navy veteran Maury Leland.
You know, a lot of people, they know where their money goes, but they really don't know what that money is funding. And that's really the difference. You know, people can take sides. They can put their money to work where they want it to work. And that's what we do at Patriot Mobile.
Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number and get the same super reliable nationwide service. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 a month, why wait? Want to save $30? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Carry the message.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse swung into theaters this weekend, bringing a fleet of fans with it.
Peter Parker is Spider-Man, right?
Wait, so how many of us are there?
Not necessarily. That's the premise of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, an animated feature in which the identity of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man depends on your neighborhood.
Time to swing, just like I taught you.
When did you teach me that?
I didn't. It's a little joke, the team building.
This variation of Spider-Man opened big, earning more than $34 million for number one at the box office. Another newcomer.
This is the last one.
Clint Eastwood's The Mule follows in second with $17
million. So help me God.
While Dr. Seuss's The Grinch is third. I'm Ben Thomas.
Birthdays this weekend, CBS News correspondent Leslie Stahl turned 77. Former Nevada Governor Jim Gibbons turned 74. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A dog thrown from a moving vehicle on a New York highway is recovering after having a leg amputated. And now police are looking for the person who did it.
They're calling the dog Trooper. He's a beagle mix about 6 to 8 years old. State police in Cortland County say a trucker witnessed someone throw Trooper and Adam, another beagle mix who's about a year old, out of a window of a dirty, rusted Dodge Durango. Adam was okay, but Trooper fractured one front leg, and the other front leg had to be amputated from the shoulder down, says Broome County Humane Society shelter manager Amberly Andrea.
Dogs adapt very well to losing limbs. I mean, it's not like people losing limbs. They just continue to move forward.
She says Trooper is expected to make a full recovery and they'll be caring for him until he's adopted. I'm Julie Walker.
Merriam-Webster has chosen justice as the 2018 word of the year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Come.
Up first, it's the second half of a holiday episode of Fibber McGee and Molly. And then later we stick with Christmas, but we shift to the Wild West and an episode of the brief NBC series, Dr. Six Gun. Well, at the end of our previous show, Fibber and Molly had accidentally received a gift meant for their neighbor Gildersleeve. It was a combination radio and record player. And while checking it out, Fibber managed to break it. So as we resume, the McGees are shopping for a replacement. And joining them will not only be Harold Perry as Gildersleeve, but Mel Blanc is the delivery boy, and Gail Gordon, not yet playing Mayor Latrivia, but rather as a store clerk. Also showing up, Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington. It's from Christmas Eve, 1940.
Hey, Molly, look, here's a radio just like the one that came for Gildersleeve.
Oh, that's perfect. Now, if we can only find a salesman.
Have you been waited on, folks?
We'll take this radio phonograph, bud. Can we get it sent out special tonight, right away? It's an emergency.
Have you an account with this store, sir?
No, but we'll take this machine on your budget plan. Yeah.
Very well. Now, if you'll sit down here and answer a few questions. Name?
Fibber McGee, 79 West Felista.
Have you any other accounts in the city?
No, we haven't. We always pay cash.
Oh, that's bad.
Bad?
You can't expect to have good credit if you always pay cash. Where do you do your banking?
Where do we do our banking?
Yes.
The Corn Exchange and Skip the Wisecrack.
I see. Well, I'm sure it'll be all right. Now, the price of the machine you're purchasing is $450.
No!
$450? Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute there, genie with the light brown bald spot.
tea can.
That, however, includes two packages of needles for the phonograph.
Oh. Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah. Sounded a little steep there for a minute. How about this Bud Plan budget? I mean, this budget plan, huh?
All that. Well, we prorate the $450 plus sales tax, of course, over a period of, say, 18 months. Right. Let me see. With carrying charges, 12% financing and another 14% to demurrage, 5% to cabbage.
Cabbage?
Yes, when we repossess it, we always take a cab.
Oh.
Let me see. Let me see. 531, decimal point, 23.
Decimal point? You mean decimal point?
You'll find it dismal in this case. Here we are. All worked out. You bring in $29.52 on the 15th of every month.
Okay, bud, okay. Now, look, we got to get this machine out right away. There's a fellow waiting for us.
I'll take care of that, folks. Don't worry. There's a truck leaving for your neighborhood in just a few minutes. Hey, Charlie, Herman, load this radio on the truck and get it right out.
Much obliged, bud.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Huh? I just thought of something.
Yes, Mrs. McGee?
You said we have to make this payment on the 15th of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if the 15th should come on a Sunday?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I never thought of that. Let's make it the 14th of every month.
That's better. Come on, Molly.
All right.
What do you want this radio put, lady?
Well, just set it anywhere, boys.
Yeah, much obliged, fellas. Nice of you to get it out here so quick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, Doc. Ain't it, Hyman?
Yeah.
Well, what are you waiting for? Oh, McGee, we haven't wished them a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Thanks. Dead all?
McGee.
Huh? Oh, yes. A Happy New Year, too, fellas.
Yeah.
Must be tired. Well, let's take the wrappings off, Molly.
No. Huh? Leave them on. Then when Mr. Gildersleeve comes in, it'll be off.
Oh, is that him? Let me look. Oh, no. It's only the Duchess of Uppington.
Duchess?
Yeah. That's one of her dukes banging on the door.
Come in. Ah, you have greetings, Mr. McGee. And Mr. McGee.
Oh, same to you, Uppy. And say, thanks for that Christmas present you sent me.
Oh, Mr. McGee, you've unwrapped those cigars already.
Oh, I didn't have to unwrap them, Uppy. They came right out of the wrappers by themselves.
Oh, I do hope you enjoy them. I went to a lot of trouble drying those cigars in the oven just so they'd burn better.
Oh, you did you?
Yes. Oh, I do hope you liked them, Mr. McGee.
Uppy, I can't tell you what I think of those cigars.
I knew you would like them. You see, my grandfather brought them from Puerto Rico in 1847. Yes, and he only smoked the best, you know.
Say, when your grandfather settled here, he owned most of this town, didn't he, Abigail?
Yes, I believe he did, my dear. Most of the land was acquired by croucher's rights, I believe.
Don't you mean squatter's rights?
Well, yes, Mr. McGee. But crouch seems so much more refined than squat.
Can't you just see here's a little girl, McGee, playing crouch tag?
Well, I must go now. William is... that is Mr. Mills. Asked me to order 12 quarts of milk for tomorrow morning.
12 quarts of milk?
Yes. He's bringing over a few friends to drink my health on Christmas Day.
Ah, oh, isn't that nice? That's very temperate of them, too, to drink your health in milk. Yeah, they can't be musicians. Who are they, Abby?
Oh, I didn't get the names of all of them, but two of them are very old friends of Mr. Mills.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, Tom and Jerry. Well, good night, Mr. Mills.
You know, McGee, she's a very good-hearted woman at heart. Yeah, I know. I heard the only reason she's so light-headed is her father was a feather merchant down in Kentucky.
He was?
Yeah. He was weighed down upon the Suwannee River.
Oh.
Don't you get it, Molly? I says he was a feather merchant and weighed down upon the...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Oh. I was kind of tickled by that feather merchant myself. Oh, well, what's
the... Come in.
Oh, there, folks. Hey, did the Bon-Ton department store leave a package here for me?
There it is.
Yeah, it just come a few moments ago, Gildersleeve.
Good thing it didn't come before, too, because we were out.
Well, I'm certainly glad it finally got here. You see, I told the Bon Ton if I wasn't at home to bring it over here, McGee.
I don't suppose you ever stopped to think, Gildersleeve, that we might not care to have your Christmas junk all over our living room.
Now, McGee, for goodness sake.
Well, I don't care. Next time he expects a ton of merchandise, let him stay home and get it.
No, look here, McGee.
I won't look here. All year long, I've took your petty little annoyances, Gildersleeve. You think at least on Christmas you'd leave us in peace. Now take your dad ratted package and go on home.
You're a hard man, McGee. But I'll go. But let me wish you a Merry Christmas, both of you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve. The same to you. And don't forget your package.
Well, it isn't mine.
Oh, no? Well, whose is it?
It's yours, McGee. I was giving you that for Christmas.
Oh. Dear, oh, dear.
You mean you... Oh, look, Gildersleeve, I never realized it. I mean...
No,
I...
no, he never realized, Mr. Gildersleeve. But I'll keep reminding him on the 14th of every month.
I didn't know, Gildersleeve. I'm a rat, Gildersleeve. A triple-plated 14-carat fur-lined rabbit-eared rat. I had no excuse for popping off like that. Let alone to you, my best friend. Why do people act like that? Especially at this time of year. I'm sorry, Gil. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right, McGee. No hard feelings. Why don't you unwrap it and see what it is?
I wonder what it could be.
You unwrap it, Gildersleeve. Surprise us.
All right, by George, I will, McGee.
You can open your eyes now, McGee. Look.
Hey, a combination radio and phonograph. Gee, that's wonderful, Gildersleeve. Thanks a million.
Isn't it wonderful?
I thought you'd like it, folks.
Yeah.
I've got one just like it myself.
Yeah?
Wonderful machines. Plays 8 records in succession.
Not really.
Well, what do you know?
Here, let me show you. All you have to do is put the records on here.
Yeah.
I turn on the volume. And be sure the needle is tied.
Now, watch this closely, dear.
Yeah.
You turn it on here and relax for a half hour of lovely music. My goodness, what's that?
Oh. Look out, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Come on under the table with us, Gildersleeve.
What's the idea?
Oh.
Oh. It threw a record at me, McGee. Move over, you two. Oh, my goodness, this is terrible. How did you happen to think of getting under here so quick?
Oh, this is where we always go.
Look out!
What?
Many of you this evening have interrupted your Christmas Eve activities to listen to Fibber McGee and Molly. Perhaps you've just enjoyed a holiday feast spread out on a gleaming wax-polished tabletop. Or perhaps you're in the midst of that most pleasant of all Christmas duties, wrapping your gifts and placing them under the tree on the wax-protected living room floor. Before Fibber and Molly return, may I say just a word for our sponsors, the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat. I'd like to express their appreciation for your loyalty during the past year, both to their products and to this program, and to wish you one and all a very Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we say goodnight, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas from Molly and me and all our cast.
Our cast isn't all here, dearie.
What you mean?
Well, where's Nick DiPopoulos and Horatio K. Boomer and the old-timer?
Oh, him. He went to Chicago to spend the holidays with his folks. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
From Christmas Eve 1940, and joining stars Jim and Marion Jordan, the following cast members: Isabel Randolph as Mrs. Uppington, Harold Berry as Gildersleeve, Gail Gordon, best known, of course, for the role of Mayor Latrivia, instead playing a store clerk, and Mel Blanc would briefly be heard in that one as one of the delivery boys. One missing cast member, indeed, was one of the most talented. Molly mentioned the absence of Horatio K. Boomer, Nick DePopolis, and Old Timer. Well, all those characters are voiced by the same fella, Bill Thompson. He would later introduce yet another, the henpecked Wallace Wimple. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, more Christmas. But instead of a comedy, it's a Western. Carl Weber stars as Dr. Six Gun, right after this break.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now a combination of Christmas and Westerns. With Carl Weber as the title character, and joined by William Griffiths as Pablo, Santos Ortega as Joaquin, Bryna Rayburn as Maria, and William Keane as O'Shea. In A Pony for Christmas, from December 19th, 1954.
Across the rugged Indian territory rides a tall young man on a mission of mercy, his medical bag strapped on one hip, his six-shooter on the other. This is Dr. Six Gun. Another episode in the exciting adventure series, Dr. Six Gun. Matson, M.D., was the gun-toting frontier doctor who roamed the length and breadth of the old Indian territory. Friend and physician to white man and Indian alike, the symbol of justice and mercy in the lawless west of the 1870s, This legendary figure was known to all as Dr. Six Gun.
Territory, there was open war between the sheepherders and the cattlemen. The cattlemen did not like the sheep because they ate the grass too close. Finally, after much violence, the sheepherders were driven to the north, Montana and Idaho. A few remained behind. They had no chance, though. Their sheep were soon destroyed and they became a pitiful, half-starved bunch of people separated from each other and outcast by the cattlemen and cowboys. I did not feel this way, however. Who, me? I am Pablo, a peddler, a gypsy, a man of many travels.
What?
And that is Midnight. He is a raven.
He's stealing a horse. He's stealing a horse.
With the tongue of a stool pigeon. But to return to the sheepmen, as I said, I did not hate these men.
Doc Six Gun.
No, nor did my friend Doc Six Gun feel this way. He judged a man on the conduct of his life and not on his profession or the clothes he wore. Well, one night, it was just before Christmas time, we had a blizzard in the territory, one of the worst in many years. I was in the Bull Run Cafe at the time, trying to keep warm. O'Shea, another one, please, before my blood turns to ice.
Coming up, Pyro. Here you are. By the way, you ain't seen the doc, have you?
Oh, he should be coming back soon.
Why? You know them sheep herders live down by the arroyo?
The Munoz woman?
Her and her kid and that skinny old man. I guess he's your grandfather.
Yes, I know them. Is something wrong?
The old man was in here a while back looking for Doc.
Oh, where is he now?
Waiting outside.
In this car?
Well, I told him he was welcome to sit behind the stove, but he just looked at me with that crazy look of his and walked out.
I will fetch him. Hey, old man.
Yes, senor?
Come inside. I'm Doc Six Gun's friend.
Thank you. It's good to be warm.
Well, tell me, why do you wait outside?
Well, to tell the truth, I am temporarily without finances.
Oh?
I know how these ignorant common feel about sheepherders, and since I could not afford a drink...
I, Pablo, would like the honor of buying you a drink.
But I could not take advantage.
Oh.
Well, perhaps a small one.
Jose, whiskey.
Tell me, when will the doctor return?
Oh, he should be stopping here soon.
My grandson, Tomasito, he has the fever upon him.
Oh?
I tried to tell his mother it was nothing, but she will not listen. Well, salut, senor.
You are an old man to walk down here in a storm?
I am temporarily without a horse.
Tell me, the child has no father?
The father was killed in a gun battle with some cowmen. They fought over a water hole.
Oh, I see. The fever, when did the boy begin?
When the storm came upon us, his mother sent him out to find the sheep. We have only 22 sheep, and they would soon die in a blizzard.
Did he find them?
No.
Oh.
He spent the whole night and day searching for them. When he came back, he was cold and wet. His foot had the frostbite. And the fever and the pain.
Hello, Doc.
Wow.
Pablo, this is Doc.
Oh. I'm half frozen. I wouldn't go out again tonight for all the...
Doc.
Oh, Pablo.
I'm afraid we are going out again.
Huh? What's up?
Well, this is Joaquin Munoz. You know, the sheep people from the arroyo.
What is it, Mr. Munoz?
He walked all the way to town. His grandson has a fever and a frostbitten foot.
How old's the boy?
11 years, Doctor. The fever rages on his brow.
Can he move the foot?
Only with great pain.
All right. Pablo, can we use your wagon? My horse is all tuckered out.
Certainly. Come on, old man. Let's go. So we all drove in my wagon through the snow to the homestead of Joaquin Munoz and his daughter Maria. The shack was pitiful. It was made of sod, lumps of dirt piled one on the other and mortised with clay. Inside was Maria, a shabbily dressed woman of 30, and the sick child, Tomasito.
Maria?
Oh, Papa, you have come.
I brought El Doctor.
Maria, how is your boy?
Out of his head with fever. Come quickly, Doctor.
I tried to find him.
I couldn't see in the snow. I tried to find him.
Amasito, you hear me? This is Doc Sixgun.
All night I called. Diablo. Diablo. But he didn't come.
Diablo is the lead goat. A good Spanish lead goat works better even than an Angora.
Hush, Padre.
I will have to reduce that fever. I'll give him some quinine. Pablo, you get some snow from outside. We'll make cold compresses. Maria, you rub the boy's feet. Joaquin, I want you to build up the fire and put a pan of water on it to steam. All right, sir. We'll take care of it.
How is he, Doctor?
He'll sleep for a while now.
Doctor?
It's going to be a long time before he can walk again.
Oh.
He'll have to massage that foot and work it every day. As for the rest, the good food.
Food? Doctor, our sheep are gone. The boy cannot work. The old man is too old and his head is filled with dreams anyway.
You have any money at all?
I have $20 from my husband. Is all we had left after the cattlemen ruined us.
Use that for food. When it runs out, you go to the general store and tell Hanson to put it on my bill.
On your bill? Oh, no, I cannot do
that. Maria, you do as I say. I'll stop tomorrow morning. Have another look at the bill.
Oh. Muchas gracias, doctor. Muchas gracias.
Softly, my child. Softly.
Grandpapa.
Grandpapa is here, Tomasito.
I feel funny, Grandpapa.
There is nothing to worry about.
The doctor said I won't be able to walk.
If you cannot walk, you will ride.
Ride? We have no horse, Grandpapa.
Then we will get a horse. In fact, I am planning to buy you a white pony for Christmas.
A white pony?
Did I not say it?
But white ponies cost much money.
I have been saving the money for just such an emergency. I promise you a white pony. That is something for which to get well, eh? Think of riding about on a white pony.
Mama, did you hear? Grandpapa is going to buy me a white pony.
Oh, padre, it is cruel to lie to the boy.
Tomasito, grandson. Look into my eyes, eh? So, now, I, Joaquin Munoz, swear to you by the Virgin Mother that I will get you a white pony for Christmas.
It is only 3 days
off. By Christmas. Now, do you believe me?
Yes, Grandpapa. I believe you.
Good. Then it is all settled. You will try very hard to get well. And on Christmas morning, there in the corral, you will find a white pony and the saddle.
Oh.
Now, you go to sleep and dream about this, huh?
See, Grandpapa, I will dream about the white pony.
Oh, Padre, you have done a terrible thing to this child. A terrible, terrible thing.
Next morning, the blizzard stopped, but the ground was packed with white snow. Early, Doc Seasgun and I rode out to the Munoz ranch to see how it went with the boy. The old man had gone out of the house, but the mother was there.
Doctor, come in, please.
How is he?
I do not like it. He has the fever again. He lies so, like a sleepwalker.
Yeah, let's have a look. Pull back the covers, Maria.
Yeah. There.
That's what I was afraid of.
Is he dead?
He's developed a blood infection in that foot.
Oh, doctor, he will be all right, you know? He's such a small boy. So brave.
Maria, to be perfectly honest with you, it can go either way. Oh. He'll be fighting this infection for the next 2 or 3 days. If he has the will and the strength to lick it, he'll be all right. If not...
Oh, no. He must... He must.
The white pony.
What's he saying? Something about a white pony?
Oh, the old man has promised him a white pony for Christmas. He meant no harm. It was only to help him want to get well. But it would kill the boy when he finds there is no pony.
Hello,
I am interested in the purchase of a white pony. Do you know somebody who has one for sale?
A white pony? Where are you going to get money for a white pony?
The money I have, the pony I wish to find.
Well, let me see now. Blinky!
Blinky Sanders!
What's on your mind, O'Shea?
You still got that albino lead pony?
Yeah, I still got him. Why?
Old man here says he wants to buy a white pony.
Hmm? You serious, old man?
Of course. Have I not said it?
Well, I got a pretty little white cow pony. He's a little mite too small for working a rope, so I'd be willing to sell him.
Excellent.
How much are you willing to pay for him?
I had thought, if he is a good pony and young, perhaps $15?
$15?
If he's an excellent pony for, say, a small boy, I might even pay 20.
Listen, old man, I wouldn't even consider selling a dead horse for $20.
How much do you want for him?
$150?
$150?
That's the price.
But if I tell you the pony is for a small boy, you will be broken-hearted unless...
Go on, go away, vamoose, huh? Hey, O'Shea.
Huh?
Give me another glass of that snake poison.
But, senor...
Now, you heard the man, Grandpa.
Senor, I am Joaquin Munoz, and I will not be spoken to like that. In my younger days, I would have killed you for such disrespect to a fellow human.
Will you listen to that?
I'm sorry, Grandpa. Now, stop bothering the customers and vamoose, huh?
Very well.
Vamoose like a good fellow. Hey. Old man.
Huh?
Hey, wait a minute.
Who are you?
My name is Connors. Willie Connors.
Yes?
Well, I was standing at the bar in the Bull Run, and I couldn't help overhearing what you said about looking for a white pony for a little feller.
You have such a horse?
Matter of fact, I got one of the prettiest little albinos you ever seen. And I have to sell her because I'm pulling up stakes and railroading east in an hour.
You must have missed part of the conversation. I have only $20.
Oh, shucks. I don't care nothing about the money, mister. I just want Trooper to have a good home.
Where is this horse?
It's tied right over there across the street from Bull Run. See her?
She's a very pretty horse.
You, got that $20 with you?
Yes.
All right. You hand it over. I'll make out a bill of sale. I'll even throw in the saddle, eh?
Mil gracias, senor. You are very kind.
You're listening to Dr. Six Gun and the Pony for Christmas. We'll be right back after this short break.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Hearing, aw, you shouldn't have.
Without spending more than you should have.
Staples has the hottest tech gifts this holiday. Laptops, tablets, monitors, and printers.
At the lowest prices guaranteed.
And you can't get lower than the lowest with Staples Price Match Guarantee.
So everyone on your list gets more than they dreamed, and you save more than you imagined.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
In store only, limitations apply. See a store associate for details.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcel, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping.
Boy.
That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all, a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Six Gun and the episode of Pony for Christmas on When Radio Was.
Maria!
Oh, you awakened the boy.
Maria, come and see quickly.
What is it?
Look out in the back.
The back where? What is it?
Look, woman, do not just stand there.
Oh, very well. I... Padre.
Is it not a pretty pony?
A white pony? But where? How?
Did I not tell you I would get the boy a pony?
Did you steal it?
Maria, did I bring up my daughter thus to insult her father?
Oh, I'm sorry, Padre. Where did you get it?
A kind-hearted cowboy sold it to me.
Sold? For what?
For money. For $20.
$20? Where would you... Oh, no. Padre, you didn't take the money.
Why not? What is money compared to the happiness of a young boy?
What is it? What is it but the difference between starvation and life? Padre, that money was all we had. Everything else is gone. The sheep are lost in the blizzard. The boy is too sick to move. He needs food and medicine.
This pony will be his medicine.
Oh.
Mama. Grandpapa.
Shh. He wakes.
Here, my child.
Grandpapa. I dreamed of the white pony. I dreamed he was here in the house. I dreamed I heard him. I hear him, Grandpapa.
Yes, Tomasito. You hear him.
Then there really is a white pony. And I'll see him on the Christmas.
Did I not swear it?
Mama, did you hear? It's true, isn't it, Mama? There is really a pony.
Yes, Tomasito. Yes, there is really a pony. The saints help us and have mercy on us.
Next day was the day before Christmas. The morning was clear and bright when Doc Sixgun and I rode to the Munoz homestead to see the boy again.
Can you move your toes, Tomasito?
Oh, it hurts.
Try again, huh?
No.
All right, that's all, boy.
Well, Doctor?
He's still fighting the infection, but he's got a lot of will to live.
Always he talks of the white pony.
Yeah. I'm afraid we ought to tell him now that there is no pony, Maria. If he wakes up tomorrow...
Oh, there is no need to tell him. We have a pony.
What?
That is right, Doctor.
Last night, the old man took our savings, all of it, and bought a pony.
Well, I'll...
Come outside. I will show him to you. See?
Where did you... buy this horse, Joaquin?
My name Connors. A kind-hearted cowboy sold him to me.
Doc, look, here comes a couple of men on horseback.
Why, it's O'Shea.
Yes, and that's Blinky Sanders.
Oh, well, I see you got here first, Doc.
What's wrong, Blinky?
Wrong? That stinking old sheep herder stole my pony. That's what's wrong.
This is my pony, senor.
Yeah? Well, how come it's got my saddle on him with my initials on it?
Your saddle? But it was sold to me by a man named Connors. I have a piece of paper.
I don't care if you got a whole book. Untie him, O'Shea. We'll take him back.
All right.
I'll leave.
No, you cannot do that. He's my horse. $20 I paid for him. Doctor.
Blinky.
Leave that one. He'll invent a bigger one, Doc. If you wasn't a crazy old man, I'd shoot you down, sheep herder. And if you try anything like this again, well, maybe I will. Now, come on, boy. Here.
Stop. Stop.
Steve.
Take it easy, Joaquin.
The corpse is mine. See here. Here is the paper.
Willie Connors. Pablo, you ever hear of a Willie Connors?
Connors? No. There is no one by that name around the Bull Run.
The money.
Look, Joaquin. Somebody took you for that $20. Sold your horse, didn't even belong to him.
You mean I have been swindled?
I'm afraid so.
Maria.
Where?
The pony is no more.
What?
Gone. It did not belong to the man who sold. We have been swindled.
Swindled? No pony?
No pony, no money, nothing.
Tell the boy.
I cannot.
You must.
No, it would kill him.
Then I will...
Maria, as I am your father, I ask you, do not tell the boy yet. Give me some time.
Where are you going?
I'm going outside. First, I will pray to Santiago and San Rafael. Then, I will do what the saints tell me to do. To me, please. I'm an old man and much given to telling lies. I do not do it to hurt someone, but only because without a few lies, it is so hard for me to exist. I look upon my grandson and my daughter, and I see how thin they grow and how pale the skin, and it makes a great pain in my throat. I have not been a very religious man these past years. I have not spoken to you for many months. On the other hand, the saints have not spoken to me. So perhaps there is a little slackness on both sides, no? Now, I ask you what I must do. My Tomasito, my grandson, is very sick. All that keeps him alive is the image of this white pony before his eyes. Tomorrow on the day of our Lord, he expects to see it and to touch it. And if it is not there, then he will know that I have lied, and his mother has lied, and I'm afraid he will die. So I ask you, Santiago and San Rafael, give me strength to do what I must do, huh? I'm an old man, and without your help, I can do nothing.
Stay tuned. We've got the conclusion of this Dr. Six Gun episode coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Let's wrap up Dr. Six Gun and the Pony for Christmas on Win Radio One.
Drink up, boys. It's the night before Christmas and it's all on house. Drink up.
It was the night before Christmas and all on the house. Now the creature was sober, not even the mouse.
Hey, Pablo, where's the doc?
Doc? Oh, well, he went out on the call. He'll be back soon.
Blinky, ain't you drinking?
Sure.
Well, why so sad?
Why not? What kind of a Christmas is it for a cowboy?
Huh?
2,000 miles from home. Nobody to talk to but a bunch of drunken cowboys. All we want is to be where somebody cares enough to cook us up a meal.
Well, I got tiny barbecue and a dozen turkeys right now.
It ain't the same, O'Shea. Ain't the same at all.
Well, now, there's no need to put the wet blanket over the rest of us.
You know, O'Shea,
Blinky's right. Confound it, right or wrong. Let's have no sadness in the Bull Run Cafe on this night. Now, I want every man jack of you passed out on the floor by midnight. Well, here's the doc. Merry Christmas, Doc.
Give me a cup of black coffee, O'Shea. Make it strong.
Sure, Doc.
Doc, is something wrong?
I just came from the Munoz place.
Oh, the boy?
I stopped by there this evening on my way back from the Lazy Sea Ranch. Good thing I did, too. Bye.
Hey, Blinky.
What's going on?
That old man is out there by your horse.
What, again?
Easy now. Put that gun away. He ain't done nothing yet.
Well, he better not.
He's just standing out there talking to the pony.
You keep an eye on him. I'm going around out back and sneak up behind him.
Steady now, horse. No, try not to make too much noise. It would only make it more difficult for old Joaquin to steal you. Easy now, easy. Come, old man, untie the rope. Untie it. I have told lies. Never before have I stolen. Never have I been dishonorable. Well, enough of that. Small boy waits and you have promised the horse in the morning. Softly now. Mother de Dios, why does my hand shake so? Easy, the rope. No, no, I cannot do it. Oh, Tomasito, forgive me, child. I cannot steal. I cannot.
Hey, old man.
Oh.
If I was you, I'd stay away from that horse, eh? It's a cold night, so why don't you get on home where you belong?
See, of course, I was just petting him. Good night.
Good night.
Merry Christmas to you, senor.
Well, Blinky. He was just looking at the horse. Oh. Give me a stiff one, O'Shea. I need it.
Right.
Hey, Doc. What are you looking so down about?
Oh, he has just had a very hard case.
On Christmas Eve? That's too bad.
Who was it?
The Munoz boy.
You mean the sheep herder's kid? He's sick bad?
He had a frostbitten foot, and gangrene was beginning to set in. Tonight, that head grew... operate.
Holy smoke. Some Christmas present, huh?
It'll be worse in the morning, Blinky. Tomasito thinks that he's going to get a white pony for Christmas.
You mean that's why the old man
was... Those people are starving to death. They've lost their livestock, their savings, now that the boys... And to make matters worse, they're sheep herders and nobody seems to care if they live or die. I guess that's the worst of it.
Blinky was just saying earlier how he felt... pretty much the same way. Here's your coffee, Doc. Extra strong.
Thanks, O'Shea. Guess I'll take it over and sit down.
Hey, Doc, in just a minute.
Yeah?
Now, listen, Doc. Here we all been sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves on Christmas. And, well, heck, Doc, I think we ought to do something for those sheep herders.
What do you have in mind, Blink?
Well, I ain't got much, Doc. About all a cowboy has is his saddle and a couple of horses, but... I'd be willing to give that pony to the boy. Then I might as well throw in the saddle.
That'd be quite a gift, Blinky.
Hey, Doc, I can always get another pony. That one's too light for rope work anyway.
Doc? Doc, I got an idea. Why don't we all chip in, see?
Something about him, see?
Each man gives something, huh? Eh? Livestock or some food. Whatever each man can give. Then we'll get some kerosene lamps and go up there and maybe sing a few songs to cheer the boy out. What do you say, fellas?
And so it came to pass that night in Frenchman's Ford that a bunch of half-drunk cowboys and ranch owners drove a great herd of cattle, pigs, sheep, and horses up the hill to the humble ranch of Joaquin Munoz. There they stood outside and sang Christmas carols until the old man came out with two jugs of wine he had made from last year's grapes. And everybody wished everybody else a Merry Christmas. And the next morning, Amasito Munoz woke to find a beautiful white pony standing outside his window. Most of the men in Frenchman's Ford slept late that morning, and in their dreams there was much goodwill toward men. And in the valley of Frenchman's Ford, there was peace on the earth.
You have been listening to Dr. Six Gun. Doc Six Gun is played by Carl Weber and Pablo by William Griffiths. Today's script was written by George Lefferts. Dr. Six Gun is directed by Fred Way.
That holiday episode of Dr. Six Gun, A Pony for Christmas, was from December 19, 1954. Star Carl Weber would also spend a few years as the voice of Dr. Russ Bowling in the radio version of a soap opera considered the longest-running television drama in history. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
He's a specialist in fraud and the finer points of human nature. He's insouciant, cynical, and glib, but honest when it counts. He's America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Ants, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
I'm trapped in the office of Jensen's Boathouse.
Trapped?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Bob Bailey, Mendel Kramer, and more star as Dollar in 32 Adventures of Intrigue, Excitement, and Mystery in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters.
The tiny office I was in had no windows and no outside door, a real trap. And outside in the darkened boathouse, somebody with a gun was stalking me. Probably the killer I've been looking for. But now he was looking for me. I stacked what furniture there was against the door. He started throwing his weight against it, and it couldn't last very long. There was nothing I could do but wait.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Medium Rare Matters, is regularly $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. That's a savings of $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77.
I know how fantastic all of this must sound, but it's the truth. Do you think I'm crazy?
You don't look crazy to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
A different, fun, and effective way to duck hunt is using a layout boat and hunting for diver ducks on bigger bodies of water. I'm Drew Ramage with Drawn to Wildlife's Topic of the Week. With this style of duck hunting, you have a main boat, the tender, and a layout boat for the hunter. You set the layout boat at the end of a string of diver duck decoys and wait for the birds to fly in. When looking for approaching ducks, they aren't way up in the sky. They are coming in close to the water. Don't rise up to shoot too soon because they appear closer than they really are. Find a decoy and mark that distance. When the ducks hit that distance, you will know they are in range for an effective shot. Finally, think safety at all times because you are usually on a bigger body of water and it's very cold outside. To learn more about this topic, go to drawntowildlife.com and look for our interview with Kristen Sakranoski. Remember, the seasons never end.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
In 1952, and it continued for 57 years until ending in 2009. It was the Guiding Light. I'm Greg Belden. We're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.